The first step in increasing your faith is to believe. There are many examples of belief in the Bible that led to healing and restoration. In Mark chapter 5, verse 36, a ruler in the synagogue named Jairus begged Jesus to come to his home to heal his daughter who was on her deathbed. On their way to his home, Jesus' journey was interrupted by the woman with the issue of blood. While Jesus was commending the woman for her great faith, someone from Jairus' home came and said, "Your daughter is dead. There's no need to bother the teacher anymore." In that moment, what do you think was going through Jairus' mind? Despair, because his daughter had died? Anger at the woman who delayed Jesus? Those would have possibly been my emotions. However, Jesus knew exactly how Jairus was feeling and said to him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Jesus then proceeded to separate those who did not believe the situation could be changed from those who did. When he had the right people, those who believed, in place, he brought Jairus' daughter back to life. Jesus can do miraculous things when we believe it's possible. As humans, it's not always easy to believe. The father in Mark chapter 9 is a great example. He asked Jesus if he can do anything to help his demon-possessed son. Jesus said, "All things are possible for one who believes." The father went on to say something that confused me for a long time. He said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." The father obviously believed, at least a little, because he asked for help in the first place. But then he said, "Help my unbelief." What was he saying? He was asking Jesus to help when he doubts or when his belief wavers. It happens to all of us at times, but the word says all things are possible for one who believes. The question is, what are you believing for?